Apple falling. For a few years after Jobs was ousted, Apple was able to coast comfortably with a high profit margin based on its temporary dominance in desktop publishing. Feeling like a genius back in 1987, John Sculley had made a series of proclamations that nowadays sounded embarrassing. Jobs wanted Apple to become a wonderful consumer products company, Sculley wrote. This was a lunatic plan. Apple would never be a consumer products company. We couldn't bend reality to all our dreams of changing the world. High tech could not be designed and sold as a consumer product. Jobs was appalled, and he became angry and contemptuous as Sculley presided over a steady decline in market share for Apple in the early 1990s. Sculley destroyed Apple by bringing in corrupt people and corrupt values, Jobs later lamented. They cared about making money, for themselves mainly, and also for Apple, rather than making great products. He felt that Sculley's drive for profits came at the expense of gaining market share. Macintosh lost to Microsoft because Sculley insisted on milking all the profits he could get rather than improving the product and making it affordable. As a result, the profits eventually disappeared. It had taken Microsoft a few years to replicate Macintosh's graphical user interface, but by 1990, it had come out with Windows 3.0, which began the company's march to dominance in the desktop market.